Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. I'm joined by me, myself, and I, my fellow co-hosts. We represent the id and the I forgot what the other one is. Anyway, you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Just in case you want to call me, holler at me. You know, let me know what's going on in your world, because I want to hear from you. You a little too afraid for that? You want to holler at me anyway? Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You email me, I email you back. You know, send me a surprise, I send you a surprise back. Maybe. Anyway, if not, if you're listening, you want to jump into the chat room on the blogtalk.com/smoothdrama tip. Jump in the chat room, ask a question, you'll get an answer. I'm down with you. Before I get started, give a shout out. I'm going to be like Mr. J. I'm going to give a shout out. Special shout out to my old school homegirl, Patricia Williams. Happy birthday. If you're listening, happy birthday. If you're not listening, happy birthday. Anyway, and as always, I asked the question, what would crazy people do? And the things that they do, they never astound me, but I am always amazed that I really don't have to make stuff up. They just flow. And I just want to make sure that I make the distinction. I talk about the things that crazy people do because there needs to be a clear and defined line, delineation between crazy and not crazy. See, because those are the crazy things that they do. And I am of the opinion, I could be wrong, I've been wrong before, that if you participate in these acts, you're kind of crazy. But it's not for me to say, I ain't judging, I'm just kind of pointing it out. And you at home listening, you can decide whether or not it's worth your while to agree or not to agree. Doesn't matter. I have my opinion. You have yours. Most of the time, I think you agree with me. If you don't, well, you're wrong. Anyway, my favorite state of Florida, where a man faced indecent exposure charges after exposing his penis, ejaculating, you know, rubbing it down, masturbating in BK, Burger King. Now, the dude's name is Jefferson King, so I guess he was like, shit, I'm at home, this is my spot. Burger King is my cousin, my great-great-grandfather. Jefferson King was like, he's in BK. And he's looking at it like they had that commercial, have it your way. And he's like, I'm having it my way. And I really can't really argue with him. Because if you think about it, what they're saying is, have it your way. And his way was like, hey, I pull it out. I drop it like it's hot. That is his way. Wrong or right? I don't know, but... I don't know if I'm going to be doing it. And a woman asked him, what are you doing? He's like, I'm playing with my penis. Commercial for just say no. allegedly. But still. My people. Why must you masturbate in public? It is never, ever a good idea. Sort of like sending nude photos to your HR director and losing your job offer. Now, see, I'm of a particular opinion. I mean, I'm not against nude photos. I've seen my share, and I may or may not have sent my share out. But I can't say that I necessarily believe in the texting, because, you know, texting, you can make a mistake. Because, you know, folks have the same name. You pick that name, bam, you done sent the feature to the wrong person. And they're like, ooh, thank you. But in this case, this guy, he's offered the job, and he sent two new photos of himself, August 11th and the 13th. And, of course, she didn't respond. And he called later to inquire about the next steps, and they reported him. And I'm like, he says, hey, they have been meant for someone else, but, you know, when you send it to the wrong person, it's kind of it. Now, I don't know. If you have a job offer, I mean, if you know who the person is, there is no way in hell I'm going to make a mistake, especially when you know you got multiple names in your phone. I email. If you're making a request, allegedly, if I was allegedly going to do it, I'm going to do it via email, allegedly. I am not texting naked photos. I am emailing naked photos, allegedly, if it's going to happen. So, I mean, at least with the email, help us choose, compose, you can see it. And it would come out because it would say, at such and such, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm sending it to the wrong person. He would have caught that, but nope, he didn't. And he ended up losing the job because he sent them selfies out. Oh, them selfies. I enjoy the selfies. Maybe. But I can't say that I'm endorsing it. I'm like selfish with it. I enjoy them, but I don't want to do them. It's weird, but yeah, selfies. I'm down, but I'm not down. Especially when it's talking about sending in, losing the job. That and peeing on video, and this is where. If you know you've done some vile, and I said vile, V-I-L-E. You know you've done some vile stuff in your day. You've been nasty. You done ran down the street naked, or you know you hit somebody in the bathroom, whatnot. You can't run for office if you've sent a naked picture via email, text. Did video, any of that. I applaud you, open-minded, and all that other stuff. Cool, sexy, kinky. But you can't run for office. Because if you run for office, it's going to come out. Exhibit A. Toronto businessman running for parliament. Jerry Vance, filmed working as an appliance repairman. He using the hidden camera, peeing into the cup of coffee of a client. Hidden camera. Would it have come out if he wasn't running for office? Nope. But when you running for office, if you done done terrible, that's not the bad part. Is how good are your people at cleaning up? Do you have a good cleaner? You got that guy that could go in and erase every damn thing that you've ever done, or erase the, or what's that? What's the word? Coerce people who want to put this stuff out on you into, yeah, that would not be a good idea. If you don't have them kind of people in your life, public office is not for you. Public office is for the dirtiest and strongest of the strong. See, public office is where the gangsters are. I mean, if you ain't like a real gangster with yours, that's not the place for you. So he wasn't gangster enough, and him peeing in the cup, and you know, I don't get it. The peeing in somebody's coffee, whatnot. I'm gonna smell it. I mean, if I smell the coffee, I don't drink coffee, but if I smell coffee and it smells like pee, I'm punching you. I'm sorry, my tea smells like pee. I'm punching you. It's gotta happen. Now, I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying, don't pee in my tea. I might hit you. Maybe. Don't use this against me if I hit somebody in the future. I was temporarily out of my mind because of the heat. It's extra warm. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. That as well as going and not bathing for like 12 years, which man, this one man has done. I guess he thinks it's cute, whatever. I don't understand it, and I don't think I ever try to understand it. But some folks think, hey, I'm not gonna bathe, and I would retort that, you know, there was a whole plague about that. Europe lost majority of his citizens, well, a lot of his citizens. But anyway, this guy, he uses a spray that's supposed to restore skin with healthy microbes. And what this dude done for the past 12 years to restore his skin, it's some kind of ammonia oxidizing bacteria, and it converts sweats, urea,
yeah,
and ammonia into good bacteria with anti-inflammatory properties. And you know what he's guessed is that it supposedly lived on our ancestors' skin before cleaning products were invented. And so he began covering his body with the mixture of that and water. He said not only did his skin look fine, but he said it did wonders for his mental health. So I guess $49, the odorless Mother Dirt AO mist is to be used twice a day. Yeah, $49. You worry about that water bill, water shortage, you can get you some of this Mother Dirt AO mist, and you'll be good to go. Raise your hands if you want to go to the store with me right now. We can go get us some AO. No? No volunteers? 347-826-7435. Give me a call. Nobody wants to call me and say, hey, Mr. F the N word, let's go to the store and get us some waterless AO. Odorless mother dirt. No? Still? No love? Man. Y'all scared. A little non-showering never hurt nobody. Supposedly. Now, there's this one guy who, there's a I guess there's a contest where he, Pietro Aleprandi, who they said he's trying to be one of the people who win some contest to go to Mars. And what they said is that sex would be banned. Now, he said he heard nothing official regarding the sex ban, but he's not opposed to it. If this would be the condition, I'm okay with it. And I mean, the Mars One is this project where supposedly the scientific community aims to establish a permanent human colony on Mars in 2027. So, you know, this dude, he said he had a partner, but he left her a couple of months ago because the Mars trip is being one of the reasons why he broke up. So he said, I have some troubles with girls here on Earth, which, I mean, I guess you having troubles with girls on Earth, probably going to have trouble with girls on Mars, too. Just saying. And I can tell you, if I'm going to Mars, I did the sex ban. Yeah, I'll lie. It's sort of like them job interviews where you're in there and they're like, yeah, would you do this? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you lying through your teeth. Whatever I got to do to get the job. Because I'm bringing my dick with me. I'm not leaving it at home on Earth. The dick is coming with me. And hopefully whoever I'm having sex is too. But that, forget that joke. No, that was bad. I know. the sex, man, I'm not going to Mars and I ain't getting none. I'm sorry. That's a long trip. I mean, if you think about it, sex would be good, actually, because for those of you who don't know, men have nocturnal emissions if they have not had sex in a while, and so he could be astronaut, he'd be asleep, and, you know, he have an emission, and it's just, he's asleep, he don't know, and then boom, it's just, his sperm is just floating around in the air with a mind of its own. I'm just saying, it's out there. That could happen. Now, who wants to wake up to flying sperm? I mean, it could be a fun thing for some folks is into it, some folks is not. I don't know if I necessarily, I'm on my way to Mars, I want to wake up and it's like, bam, I got some strange sperm in my face. I mean, I wouldn't want my own. So, I'm saying, I'm bringing my dick. No offense. But the dick is coming with me. And on that note, me thinks that I'm going to take a break. And I'm old school with it. I'm a hip-hop guy, so I got to go back to the, not that old, but old enough. This is Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One. Give me that.
Ride, ride, boy. Break it. Boy. Baby, baby, boy. Baby, baby.
together you guys. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions back in the day. Give me that. Boy. Not that I know what boy means, but boy. Anyway, give me a holler, 347-826-7435, the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And as my elusive co-host Mr. J says, send us some good quality pictures. He would appreciate it. You know, as he's sitting in his room in the dark, running his fingers along his lap, thinking of pictures sent by people that he would be attracted to. Anyway, that's getting way too pornographic, even on the corny tip. Free candy. Now, I like to look at the perception of things, how things are perceived, as opposed to how they really are. There was the parents up in the Sacramento area. They were upset by a van driving the streets, and it had free candy painted along the side of it, and it had no license plate. And, you know, they were complaining about it. It gave them a creepy feel and whatnot. And it ended up being a van, which was a joke on wheels, going to the Burning Man Festival that was just this past weekend. And that kind of stuff is, when you talk about the perception and how things really are, the people who did it thought it was a funny joke. You know, I would surmise that they don't have kids, because if you have a kid and you see something like that's not funny. You kind of want to get your shotgun out, shoot a hole in the tires, and shoot a hole in the middle of the van. Like, yeah, here's your candy. But I'm just saying, it's never funny, but that's the perception, is that it's funny. And in a cruel, just whatever the hell goes type of way, it'll come off as funny. But to people who have kids and actually care about kids and things of that nature, it's not funny at all. But their perception would be that it would be funny, because, you know, nowadays people do stuff to try to shock jock and be funny. I mean, I know I'm a radio show host, and I try to be funny, but I think that some things when you're talking about things that would involve folks' kids, it's not funny. Far from funny. It's the exact opposite of funny. But that's just me. And also, we talk about perception. There was a little thing. There's a guy who he did a letter, the Titanic coward, as they call him. He did a letter, and it's going up for auction. And I guess that, you know, folks have a problem with it. There's a picture of it. I mean, I don't know why it's famous, and what the hell would you do with a letter from a guy from 1912? I guess some folks think, oh, that's cool. And if I have it, You know, that makes me cool. I don't know what would you do with the quote-unquote coward letter. But anyway, it's a letter by Scottish landowner, former Scottish landowner, Sir Cosmo Duff Gordon. And he defends himself against an inquiry because he was on the Titanic and he had other people on the boat, and he got on the boat and he admitted he promised to pay the boat crew so long as we can get on the boat. Now for me, I'm like, they call it cowardice, and I'm like, why wouldn't I want to live? I had the money to pay folks to make sure that I got on the boat. Why wouldn't you? I'm just saying. And they were the only survivors who were questioned by Scotland Yard, and you know, I don't see where there's a story. He wanted to live. The boat was sinking. Hey, you make me live, I make you rich. Simple story. I'm not getting it. I don't get why the letter would be important. And hey, he survived. I mean, this whole Titanic thing, I didn't get the movie. I saw the first one with Ernest Borgnine in it, the black and white one. Hey, the dude was dumb enough to hit an ice cube. I mean, not an ice cube. I'm tripping. That's the next song. But the dude was dumb enough to hit a glacier of ice. You know, they're pretty big, kind of jutting out. You have to be drinking very, very, very much to miss something that big. But it's neither here nor there. Folks celebrate that and made it into a movie. And it's like, yeah. But you didn't let people like me on it. So I'm like, not that I wanted people to die. But hey, whatever. People die every day. And unfortunately, they just happened to be on the wrong boat at the right time, and it happened, and this guy survived. Yay! And you're gonna pay $6,000 for a letter from him saying, hey, I wanted to live. Ooh. It's just some logic there. I want to live makes sense to me. But we're going to talk about some other perception versus the real reality. Kim Davis, I know most folks know about Kim Davis by now, the Kentucky clerk who defied the federal court order and, you know, refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. You know, she went to jail, and then she got out of jail. And it was all good, and there was a whole rally for her, and I'm like, I mean, we're heroes now. I agree with her religious objection. If that's her religion, she believed, hey, no homosexuals, whatnot. Fine, it's her whatchamacallit. And she has the right to believe what she has the right to believe. I don't think they had the right to take her to jail. I just think that, hey, if you can't perform your job, then your religion doesn't permit you to perform the job, then you don't have the job anymore. And we'll give it to somebody else who can perform said job. Problem solved. You get to hold on to your religious beliefs, and the state gets somebody in there who will actually do what they're supposed to do. I mean, this whole fighting over who people are having sex with and the whole government behind this, oh, we're against this. It's like when they're all bisexual or just straight out gay in the first place. And this is how tough the pimping is. You got folks fighting over this stuff and going back and forth. You know, Kim Davis, I'm not gonna issue no same sex licenses to these devils. So you'll have both these sides rallying behind something that is not important. I mean, it's important, but it's not important. Once again, folks stealing money from you, no problem. We let that go. But we got to fight over the fact that you can't get married. And speaking of that, the whole getting married thing, it's ironic that you pay for the right to be with who you want to be with. You have to pay the state to be with somebody. I mean, that's the reality. I have to get a license. Because I have to pay the state to be recognized by the state that's supposed to work for me, not the other way around. I have to pay the state to recognize me because I love someone. I mean, that's the ultimate in pimping right there. It's not enough that I recognize it, my friends recognize it. We got to have paperwork from the state because your love ain't real if the state don't say it's real. And you have to pay to be with somebody and you got to pay to break up. It's the ultimate. You get it coming and going. You're paying both ways. Why? Why do you have to pay the state to be with somebody? Why do you have to pay the state not to be with somebody? You know, they talk about the benefits. Oh, yeah, the health care benefits, whatnot. But that's still part of the pimp game. Because they made the politicians who work for you, allegedly, because you voted for them. If you stop voting for their ass and say, hey, you know what? I shouldn't have to pay for what I want to do. They would vote it out because they want to keep getting their checks and their health insurance for life, which is what they get. I'm saying, if you look at it from that perspective, why do we have to pay to do what we want to do? It's like you got to pay to be in love with somebody. And you fall out of love, you got to pay to break up. Pimping ain't easy, but it's necessary. And Kim Davis, she's just like a pimple. You know, squeeze it, bust it. It's around for a minute. Then it just goes away. You get another pimple somewhere else. That's kind of how that goes. She gets her 5 minutes of fame. Yeah, I went to jail for my religious. I'm a hater. She's a celebrated hater now. Because she refused to give out those marriage certificates. Yay. You made a stand, Kim. Good job. Good job. What you gonna do now? Don't have a job? I hope that you got some other stuff lined up. You can give some speeches, whatnot. Because if not, your ass is gonna be broke. And a joke here in a minute. You're in Kentucky. I don't know how many opportunities is available in Kentucky, but I'm going to guess not a whole lot.
Yeah.
And speaking of not a whole lot of opportunities, but things that are perceived a certain way, But the reality is there was this county that replaced the Confederate flag with a Confederate flag. See, they had a Confederate flag up. You know that state, South Carolina. They had the Confederate flag up, and they took it down, and they put the battle Confederate flag up. Because it's like, well, we got the, it's a different Confederate flag, so it's not the same. Because this is the battle Confederate flag. You know the difference, right? Because I sure the hell don't. I mean, I guess one says battle and the other one doesn't. There you go. It's sort of like the dupes that has a car from back in the days. Instead of it being orange with the Confederate flag on it, they like, well, see, we don't have that car no more. And they just get a red one with the Confederate flag on it. So what's the NAACP and all them going to do now since they said, oh, well, we can mess with y'all now since you took the flag down, now they put the flag back up. I mean, I didn't understand the little BS embargo that they had, boycott. You know, they didn't care whether you boycotted or not because you wasn't going to be consistent anyway. I mean, do people even pay attention to the NAACP anymore? I mean, I know they had the little scandal with the white woman, which I ain't even see it as a scandal. Not like white people haven't worked for the NAACP before. It's like, okay, yeah, there's a white woman. She has frizzy hair. And she's dating a brother. Oh, that's so uncommon. Very, very uncommon. Anyway, NAACP. Yay! Confederate flag for Confederate flag, because now we have the battle Confederate flag. Yay! Perception versus reality. Folks would say, yeah, it's no big deal. Or would they say it's a big deal? And would it even matter? I'm being skeptical. That means it's time for me to go on break. This is Ice Cube. Because I love Cube. And it's my favorite song, Night to Night. This is Ice Cube. When will they shoot?
Running number one. I heard a shot. Boom.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to SmoothDrummer.com.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Ice Cube. When will they shoot? You know, back in the days when folks didn't know that Ice Cube was really making it happen. Well, saying what he wanted to say. And it was always funny to me because it's not reverse racism, but it's like, because he was going platinum and white people were buying the album, talking about fuck you white people. I mean, I don't know if that, I mean, I guess Elvis had his share of black fans, but I don't think that he was making records talking about we gonna string them up tonight and take them out. I don't think that would have been platinum in the hood. But for some strange reason, Ice Cube could go platinum by saying that and it'd be a lot of white people. I mean, you're that secure in your position where you can buy somebody's album saying, fuck you. And it's cool. All right. I don't know if I can do it. But I'm on that underrepresented people side, so I guess I'll, you know, if we was the dominant culture and, you know, we was the ones watching white kids getting shot by black cops, I guess you could say, man, we are getting over. What's this rebellion thing about? We could, like, listen to it and be like, yeah, you're right. I don't know. Anyway, tax for tampons. Australia, they did a little video. I don't know if anybody's seen that. I've talked about it before. They're taxing tampons because they know women have tampons. So it's like, instead of like taxing cigarettes and stuff like that, they're taxing tampons, which is a slap towards women. It's like, I mean, well, obviously they know it's a sure thing, but you think that you would tax like the cigarettes more, you would tax the alcohol more, not tampons. You know, it's kind of messed up. It's jacked up in a way, saying you, because you have a vagina, you're going to get taxed. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm for taxing vaginas. But I'm for taxing vaginas in a different way. but it's just a point. It's a subliminal message there where, hey, you have a vagina, so you get taxed because you have one. And we know you use these things on the regular. Just a thought. You know, I could be wrong, but I'm not. But some folks don't see it like that. I mean, but that's the whole theme of tonight anyway. There's the perception, and then there's the reality that folks don't perceive. I mean, because there's a way of looking at things. And, you know, some choose to see it how it is, and then others choose to, like, well, you know, it ain't that bad. It's not how you think it is, but it actually is. It's sort of like I was reading this article, but before I go there, I'm going to say my Serena Williams update. She be their sister today. So she's down to it. She's one match closer to her goal of being the second person in the past 27 years to win a Grand Slam. So it's kind of hot. I was kind of hoping that if anybody knows Serena's listening, you might want to suggest that if she wanted to wear the cat suit again that she wore at the U.S. Open a few years back. Serena, if you wanted to do that, I heartily endorse that message. I think the cat suit was really, really good for was good for tennis, and it was good for America and America's viewers in general. I think that there's something to be said for the cat suit. It brought a certain level of, let me throw my word out there, panache to where, yeah, the normal girls with the little mini skirts and the white drawers. Serena came out there with the cat suit, booty jiggling, kicking ass. When I said booty jiggling, it just, I almost like slobbed over myself. I'm sorry. I apologize to the listeners. I can't say or think about butt without like slobbing on myself. It's one of those things. I try to hide it. I'm real good. I got a goatee, so it can get caught in there. So if you see me with a napkin in public, I'm wiping. It may or may not be because of that. Or it could be I'm just eating and I got a little in my face. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. But yeah, Serena's coming. It's almost here. But back, since I side noted it there, back to what I was talking about. You have a true map size, and true map size represents what countries really look like, as opposed to how they're put up on the maps and the globes of the world. For example, there's a, you can put China, the U.S., and India into the continent of what they call Africa, with a whole lot of room to spare. On your regular globes, I happen to have one right here. On your regular globes, you can look at them, and it's a different size. It's a different size. It's like what they call Africa is a nice size, but it's not a true representation of how big it really is. Now, there are some things people will say, oh, it's just innocent. They're just proportioning the map, so it's not outrageous when people look at it. But see, there's the subliminal, sinister implications when you talk about why would you change the map size. What did that do? I don't think that it would nowadays. Maybe back in the days when kids was really about learning. That comes off bad. But kids look at maps, whatnot, but they don't get the racial implications of like, man, Africa is really, really big. They wouldn't look at it like that. But that's how it's portrayed. You make certain states bigger than what they are. and it's not representative of the true size. We know there are little people who ride in big monster trucks. You know, a lot of times you could speculate. One could speculate that if you're in a big truck and you're a little person, you may be compensating because maybe your penis package is not as representative as you would like it to be. That's kind of how it goes sometimes. I mean, we see it allegedly. That's allegedly what happens. I like using that word, allegedly. You know, I believe it to be true, but I say allegedly just because it makes some folks like, yeah, you know, maybe he's right there. But I mean, you see it all the time. Giant, big guys, they're not like really in the big trucks. It's always a little dude, 5'2". Got to use the step stool to get in the damn truck. And yeah, those trucks, they come with a step stool right there just because they know it's always little people that's hopping in them. Just saying. So, true representative of size. So, if you say you're from one part of the world and you make yourself big on the map, you make the country that you're from on the map bigger than what it actually is, I mean, is that a subliminal thing? I mean, because obviously the majority of the inhabitants of what they call Africa are dark skinned. And they may or may not have elongated penises. That's speculatory. I'm sure there are some ladies out there who can confirm off the record. Some don't give a damn what confirm on the record. If you've got a story, email us here at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. You can tell your, yeah, you know what? I've been with someone who is of that origin, and they represent, they have penis that is representative of the size of the continent. Maybe. Anyway. That's bad. The point is, overcompensation, it's a little big mind for no reason. But we have the reason. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.